This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. B vitamin deficiency affects methylation pathway function, study shows. New research highlights how deficiencies in vitamin B12, folate, and B6 can create bottlenecks in the body's methylation pathway, a critical biochemical process supporting cardiovascular health, DNA synthesis, and neurological function. The three B vitamins work as an interconnected system in one carbon metabolism, making isolated supplementation less effective than combined approaches. 2.4 mmics daily vitamin B12 recommended by RDA guidelines. Though clinical doses range 25 to 500 mg, B vitamin requirements vary by population group recommended daily amounts versus clinical supplementation ranges. B12 clinical range 500 mg, folate for pregnancy 600 mg. Folate standard 400 mg, B6 clinical 25 mg B12, RDA 2.4 mg. Source, dietary reference intakes, National Academy of Sciences, Georgian Medical Journal News. Methylation pathway requires coordinated B vitamin function. The methylation pathway depends on vitamin B12, folate, and B6 functioning together in one carbon metabolism. When any single vitamin becomes deficient, the entire biochemical cascade can slow down, affecting DNA synthesis, red blood cell formation, and homocysteine regulation. Research published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition demonstrates that elevated homocysteine levels, a cardiovascular risk marker, often reflect deficiencies in multiple B vitamins rather than a single nutrient. This explains why clinical protocols typically address all three vitamins simultaneously. The pathway supports critical functions including neurotransmitter balance, DNA repair mechanisms, and energy metabolism. Individuals with malabsorption issues, dietary restrictions, or increased physiological demand may require supplemental doses above standard recommendations. RDA guidelines may not optimize function for all populations. Current recommended daily allowances, RDAs, are designed to prevent overt deficiency in the general population, but may not address optimal function in specific groups. Pregnant women, older adults, and individuals following plant-based diets often have elevated requirements. According to the National Academy of Sciences, folate needs increase to 600 mg dietary folate equivalents during pregnancy to support fetal neural development. Meanwhile, adults over 50 may require higher B12 doses due to decreased gastric acid production affecting absorption. The RDA baseline intake levels are vitamin B12 2.4 mg day, folate 400 mg DFE day, 600 mg DFE during pregnancy, vitamin B6 1.3 to 1.7 mg per day. Common supplemental ranges used clinically include B12 25 to 500 mg per day, folate 400-800 mg DFE day, B6, 5 to 25 mg per day. Safety considerations guide supplementation protocols. High folate intake can mask vitamin B12 deficiency symptoms, particularly in older adults, creating a risk of neurological complications despite normal blood parameters. The Journal of the American Geriatric Society reports this masking effect as a significant clinical concern. Vitamin B6 has an established upper limit due to potential peripheral neuropathy with chronic megadoses. The European Food Safety Authority recommends staying within 25 mg daily for long-term supplementation. These safety profiles reinforce the importance of coordinated rather than isolated high-dose approaches with regular monitoring of homocysteine and methylmalonic acid levels to assess functional status. When one B vitamin is low, the entire methylation pathway can bottleneck, affecting cardiovascular health, DNA synthesis, and neurological function. Key takeaways: B12, folate, and B6 function as an interconnected system in one carbon metabolism. RDA levels prevent deficiency but may not optimize function in high-risk populations. High folate can mask B12 deficiency. B6 has upper safety limits for long-term use. These vitamins work best together, not in isolation. Frequently asked questions: can you take B vitamins separately or do they need to be combined? While individual B vitamins can be taken separately, the methylation pathway depends on all three functioning together. Taking them as a coordinated system prevents one vitamin from becoming rate-limiting for the entire process. Who needs higher doses than the RDA recommendations? individuals with elevated homocysteine, malabsorption disorders, pregnancy, advanced age, or plant-based diets may require supplemental doses above RDA levels. Those with increased demand from stress or certain dietary patterns may also benefit from higher doses under appropriate guidance. What are the risks of taking too much of these vitamins? High folate can mask B12 deficiency symptoms, while chronic B6 megadoses may cause peripheral neuropathy. B12 has low toxicity risk even at high doses, but coordinated rather than megadose approaches are generally safer. Source: B12 plus folate B6 are the methylation triad. At context, deficiency affects methylation pathway function, study shows. Description: B vitamin deficiency affects methylation pathways supporting cardiovascular health, DNA synthesis. Study shows B12, folate, B6 work as coordinated system requiring combined supplementation. Author type organization, name GMJ editorial team. Publisher type organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-05-21. Date modified 2026-05-21. At context, you take B vitamins separately or do they need to be combined? Accepted answer at type answer, text. While individual B vitamins can be taken separately, the methylation pathway depends on all three functioning together. Taking them as a coordinated system prevents one vitamin from becoming rate limiting for the entire process. At type, question, name, who needs higher doses than the RDA recommendations? Accepted answer, type, answer, text. Individuals with elevated homocysteine, malabsorption disorders, pregnancy, advanced age, or plant-based diets may require supplemental doses above RDA levels. Those with increased demand from stress or certain dietary patterns may also benefit from higher doses under appropriate guidance. At type, question, name, what are the risks of taking too much of these vitamins? Accepted answer. At type answer. Text. High folate can mask B12 deficiency symptoms, while chronic B6 megadoses may cause peripheral neuropathy. B12 has low toxicity risk even at high doses, but coordinated rather than megadose approaches are generally safer.